Welcome to episode 1263 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about the impressive or expressive distinction. You may have heard this once, twice, several times on this podcast, but it's worth repeating. It bears a good reminder and refresher, because when these things pop up, when they happen, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a wonderful teaching moment and a wonderful opportunity to learn. I was having a conversation with a coach the other day, and one of the things that they had an outcome of or an opportunity to step into was looking at how they want to show up on social media, right? How to get the word out about what they do, their services. Obviously, that intention leading to creating clients. Nothing wrong with that. And we explored these different things and the resistance behind it of, well, what if this person doesn't get it? What if they don't accept me? What if they reject me? All these different little things in their head. And what we boiled it down to, what we saw as the root in this case, was them caring more about how they're seen and how they're perceived versus the actual impact. And that can lead to a couple of things. That can lead to this action not being taken, of whether they're sharing their brilliance, of expressing who they are, of and doing it from an authentic way, not coming from a place where they quote unquote felt salesy or sleazy. But I was trying to help them realize is that there's nothing sleazy about it. There's nothing salesy about letting people know how you can help them. And there's the skill, the nuance of it, of speaking about it from the space of, this is what I've done, this is who I've helped. Letting people, you're gonna hear this again, let people, let your people move the movement for you. Let these testimonials, let these clients, let these folks do the work for you. Because yes, it's great for us to tell who we are and speak ourselves into a room powerfully, for sure. And we also get to show our work. We also get to show and tell a bit and let people know and express it and give them a space to feel they can express themselves, like, hey, that's me. That's who I see myself in this case study. I see myself in this scenario. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful thing. And that actually draws folks to you more so than screaming from the rooftops about how awesome you are and nothing to back it up. So remember that you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future. You control your freedom. And you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.